Bhattacharya? Close. I'll let her correct me. She's a senior service fellow economist at CDC NIOSH. Her research interests focus on occupational safety and health in developing and promoting economic models to analyze the burden of occupational illness, injuries, and fatalities in different industrial sectors and small businesses. Her interests also lie in identifying macroeconomic factors contributing to the well-being of workers and their associations to the economy and performing cost-benefit analysis of workplace interventions. She's going to speak to us about economic burden of occupational non-fatal injuries in wholesale and retail trade sectors.
Thank you, everybody, for being here so long. My presentation says that it's on the economic burden of occupational non-fatal injuries in wholesale and retail trade sectors. This is an ongoing project where I'm trying to estimate the economic burden of all occupational injuries, illnesses, and fatalities in the wholesale retail trade sectors, which is one of the very important NORA sectors at NIOSH. And currently, I'm working as the assistant coordinator of that sector too. So I'll be presenting only a part of it today, as far as I'm done here. I have to go through this disclaimer. This presentation has not been formally disseminated by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and should not be construed to represent any agency determination or policy. This is the organization. Coming to the background, excuse me. Many of you here probably know the NICS coding system of wholesale and retail trades, of all the industries rather. The wholesale trade sector is codified as the NICS 42 and the retail trade sector as the NICS codes 44 and 45. Here I have the most current numbers that I could find from the BLS website. The employment of both of these two sectors together is more than 20 million. The unemployment rate is quite high in the retail trade sector, whereas their average earnings, hourly earnings are lower. They have higher fatalities compared to the wholesale rate, sector, and that's quite obvious because they have a higher number of employment too. But you can see that the rate of their non-fatal injury and illness per 100 workers is also more compared to the wholesale trade sector. This slide would give you a better picture of the incidence rates of the non-fatal injuries and illnesses of these two sectors compared to all private industries. As you can see, the yellow line lies in between, which shows that the retail trade sector is having much higher rates of injuries and illnesses compared to the all private industries, whereas the wholesale trade sector has a lower rate. In today's presentation, I'll constrain myself to the estimated cost of the occupational non-fatal injuries in these two sectors by the different natures of injuries and the body parts injured. These are the different body parts injured and the nature of injuries that I'm considering in the study, but all of these the results I won't be showing by all of these categories because that would be too many numbers to overwhelm you. I would just stick to the most important ones, which have the higher rates and the higher costs. The data comes primarily from two sources. The injury data comes from BLS, and the cost data comes from NCCI, that provides the workers' compensation costs, medical costs, and indemnity costs. Medical costs are the costs that's covered by due to the hospital or doctor visits coverages, and the indemnity costs are the payments made to the workers who have lost their earnings, and these indemnity payments are a partial payment of their lost wages. That's an important thing to be kept in mind. And coming to this methodologies, that what I have involved here is I try to gather all the injuries by the different body parts injured and nature of injuries, and similarly the NCCI cost data by these different by year, industry, body parts injured and nature of injuries, and get an average cost for all these different categories, and then get the product of these average costs and the number of injuries by the body parts injured and nature of injuries. There are some underlying assumptions in this methodology which I would like to go through. One is that primary discrimination of injuries is into two categories, involve disabling and non-disabling injuries. Disabling injuries are those that require days away from work, and non-disabling injuries do not require any days away from work. Again, the disabling injuries are divided into different categories depending on the type of disability. They can be permanent total, permanent partial, or temporary disabilities. These are the different percentages that's come out from the existing literature, that 55% of all injuries are non-disabling, 45% are disabling, and the other percentages for the different types of disabling injuries also are from the literature. From the different types of cost components that we have seen earlier, the medical administration costs and the indemnity administration costs are considered to be 21% of the total medical costs and total indemnity costs. Lost earnings are only for in cases of disabled injuries, because non-disabled injuries do not involve any days away from work. And according to the literature, the indemnity payments paid to the workers only cover, in average, 50% of all their wage losses. So the NCCI indemnity cost per claim for each of these categories times 2 times the 45% of all injuries which are disabled multiplied by the estimated number of non-fatalities gives the total lost earnings. The estimated fringe benefits are obtained by the mean annual earnings times the fringe benefit, which is 23% of their earnings. Household production losses here are considered to be 35% of all the lost earnings. The other costs involve hiring, training, and disruption cost. I would not be going through all the details of these. Just to look at the first one, the HTD cost for PT, if you see that it's 45% of all that's the disabling injuries of all injuries. 0.0045 represents the 0.45% of disabling injuries are PT injuries, times 161 is considered to be the estimated hours of managers and co-workers' time required to hire and train new workers during the first 3 months of the new hire tenure, and times their total compensation. Now, all these different components of the hiring, training, and disruption costs would add up to give the total hiring, training, and disruption costs for non-fatal injuries. And some of all these different costs would give the total costs. Coming to the numbers of injuries, as you can see that I have been doing this for all these 5 years, from 2003 to 2007, and during these years we can see that the numbers have gone down for all the different types of injuries. This is by the percent of all non-fatal injuries by the nature of injuries, and if you add them up, they won't add up to 100%, because I have not included all the different types. The others are have very minor contribution to these, but there is one large portion which is not included, is all other injuries which cannot be classified by the type, the nature of injuries. So amputation is the highest one, followed by the burn, and as you see, the percentages of amputation has gone up. There are very few cases where they have gone up. The laceration, sprain and strain, these few have gone up during these years. And coming to the similar one by body parts injured, we also see that the back injuries have the highest percentages, but they have gone down over the years. Multiple body parts have also have gone up, and hands, fingers, wrist, which though contribute to a bigger percentage, but cost-wise they are not very high. This shows the average costs of the different components of direct and indirect costs. The different components of direct costs have gone down over the time, whereas that of indirect costs have mostly increased, except the lost wages. Here, by the different body parts injured, you can see that the neck injuries have a very high average cost. and the medical costs have gone up a little bit. Wage losses have gone down. The household production losses have gone up, and administration costs have gone up only for NAIC, and for the rest it has gone down. The same costs by nature of injuries. Amputation has the highest average cost for all of these cases, followed by either carpal tunnel syndrome or fractures. And the story of the different components of costs are very similar. The total cost, it's the back injuries have the highest total cost. So if required to take an intervention to control these injuries, back injuries should come first, because controlling these injuries would reduce the cost by a lot. Similarly, here we can see that sprain and strain has the highest total costs, followed by the fracture. These are the total costs in million for the whole of wholesale retail trade sector, only for non-fatal injuries though. The total costs have gone down, though some of the average costs have gone up over these years. It shows that the total costs have gone down. This is just excuse me, just a representation or comparison of the healthcare U.S. healthcare spendings with the non-fatal wholesale retail trade costs that have been estimated here. It shows that the U.S. costs healthcare spendings have gone up during these years, but the non-fatal costs have gone down. So what's the story behind it? Is it like really there have been reduced number of injuries or reduced costs? The one primary reason can be decrease in these costs due to the economic recession. If you have less employees in the industry, it's quite obvious that there will be less number of injuries. Incorporation of underreporting has not been taken in this presentation yet. So according to the literature, there's at least 30% underreporting in BLS data. So if that underreporting is considered, the cost should be escalated by 30% at least. The loss in the economy due to these non-fatalities in the wholesale and retail trade sectors only was at least 0.03% of the GDP for each of these 5 years. Now, what does this mean? That we have lost only 0.03% of the GDP for all these injuries? That's not true, because if these injuries could have been avoided, the extra money that would have been saved, that would have been invested again in the economy. Just consider, like, if you get a raise in your salary of $100, $1,000, whatever, you'll be spending at least some amount of it in the economy. So somebody else is getting more money when you are spending more. So that money, the same money, circulates in the economy for a long time. So there's a multiplier effect of any loss in the economy for a long time. And this multiplier effect depends on what part of the money you are spending, the extra money. So that has not been considered. That would give the true economic burden of these losses due to these injuries. An input-output model will be used to estimate these additional losses in the economy due to the decreased output and employment as a result of these non-fatal injuries. That brings me to the end of the presentation. Any questions? NIOSH, not, it's like I'm trying to publish more here. NIOSH is interested in NIOSH is interested in more business cases that they want me to do. But the problem is, you don't get any like small employers who would be interested in doing the business cases. So presently, like, I'm trying to the wholesale retail trade is very much interested in publishing this data. Like, I have been working with wholesale retail trade as an assistant coordinator for the past few months, but I started with this project like a couple of years back. So they were very much interested to find this cost, and they would like to share this cost with the employers. They would like me to differentiate the societal costs and the cost to the employers differently, but you cannot get the explicit cost to the employers if you don't get the data from that particular employer.
So, first, I know everybody's trying to rush off to get to evening activities. If you wouldn't mind joining me in giving these excellent speakers a hand, and then we'll open it up for anybody that wants to stay and ask questions from anybody from the panel.